Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Let us pray. O God, by your Holy Spirit, tell us what we need to hear and show us what we ought to do to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Psalm chapter 33, verses 1 through 9, which can be found on page 624 in the Old Testament in your pew Bible, or you can follow along on the screens. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Praise the Lord with lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea as in a bottle. He put the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear in the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Good morning, and welcome again to Children's Sunday at Covenant.
We're happy you are here with us for our puppet show. Today we have a story to share with some students who are learning the creation story, and we will have some animal friends that will help us do the teaching. Let's get started.
Hi, friend. I'm playing with Play-Doh right now. Would you like to join me?
Sure. I love Play-Doh. What are you making?
A new planet. It's going to have all kinds of animals and cool plants.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Can I help?
This take is a lot harder than I thought. I have all these ideas in my head, but it's not so easy to make them.
Yes, me too. I'm having a hard time making some of these animals. Nothing is coming out the way I pictured it in my head.
Creating a world is hard work. This isn't quite as much fun as I expected it to be.
Yes, creating a brand new world is a lot of work. It may seem like an impossible task, and for humans, it is an impossible task.
But for God, it wasn't. Remember, nothing is impossible for God. God can do anything and everything.
The Bible tells us that God isn't disappointed in anything in the world. Everything God created is good.
That's amazing. Usually when I draw a picture or make something out of Play-Doh, there are smudges or things I have to erase and do over, and it never goes perfectly.
Well, some things about God's creation turn out to be less than perfect, but that's a story for another day.
Today, would you like to hear the story of how God created the whole world?
That sounds great, only how long will that take? I don't want to be late for snack time.
Yeah, my science teacher said the universe has been around for a bajillion years, or maybe it just feels like that long when I hear it in that teacher voice.
That depends on how you look at things. To us, the universe took billions of years to form, but the Bible tells us the story of God's perspective. The Bible says that God didn't think about time the same way we do. To God, one day can feel like 1,000 years, but 1,000 years can just feel like one day.
That's really strange. I've never been able to make a clock go faster or slower. They always go tick, tick, tick at exactly the same speed.
Clocks keep ticking just like that because that's a clock's job. But time doesn't really feel like that all the time, does it? It depends on what you're doing.
You mean like in science class when it seems like time stops moving completely?
Or when I'm watching a movie and they do a slow motion action scene or a time-lapse series while the main character is going up.
Exactly. The Bible tells us that from God's perspective, creating the whole world felt like it took just 6 days.
Only 6 days to think of the sun, the moon, the ocean, the sky, the plants, the trees, the animals, and the people? That's incredible. Even imagining all those things would take me about a million years.
It sure is impressive. Human beings can't live long enough to learn everything about all these things. You are having a hard time with your Play-Doh world, right?
But remember, nothing is impossible for God. God's wisdom is bigger than we can even imagine.
In fact, God's wisdom is right in the Bible. We'd love to tell you the story about how God created the world.
I have some animal friends that can help us tell a story. Hey friends, will you help me tell the story of God's great creation?
Yes.
Hi everyone, we are some of God's special creations and we'd love to tell the story of how we came to be.
Did you know that in the very beginning of time, there was nothing at all?
Nothing? No trees?
No trees.
No animals?
No. No people?
No people.
No animals.
In fact, there was nothing to see, nothing but darkness.
There were no rivers or mountains, no streams or hills.
But God was there. God was always there. God always was, always is, and always will be. God saw the darkness.
So God made a decision to create light.
Let there be light.
And God created light and separated it from the darkness.
Wow, that's definitely light. I'll call the light day, and I'll save the darkness till later and call it night. The very first day begun a boy. Was it beautiful?
On the second day, God began to make the air and the sky.
The sky show my world which way is up and which way is down. I can hang clouds up in the sky for now so they can send down the rain, snow, when they need to. I have some other ideas for things I will hang up in the sky later too.
This is my favorite day, obviously, because, you know, I am a chicken bird.
On the third day, God saw the earth covered with beautiful blue water. And God smiled.
This is my favorite day. What would I do if there were no season?
The water is wonderful, and everything that lives on my world is going to need it. But water isn't the only thing I want in my world. I'm going to gather all the water together over here.
Great idea. Guess what happened then?
God rolled back the water so that dry land appeared. We love dry land.
Again, God smiled.
By now, it was getting to be a very busy third day, but our powerful and almighty God was not finished yet.
This is a good...
like what I see. Now I'm going to make pretty plants and towering trees.
God covered the land with all kinds of trees and plants. Trees are my favorite. I love to play in the trees.
The whole world was getting more and more beautiful with each passing day.
And God looked at the new world, and yet again he smiled.
I want something even more creative with the light. I'll gather it up into some pretty lamps for my world. I'll make one great big one, a smaller one, and billions of little tiny ones.
So God rolled up a ball of warm colors and formed a sun.
It was radiant. The sun shone shades of red, yellow, orange, and pink.
It was absolutely gorgeous.
It provides light and heat for all of creation. The sun keeps my body at the correct temperature. I love the sun.
The warm sun had the job of shining over the world during the daytime. Every day when I can tell the sun is about to start shining again, I sing it a beautiful good morning song.
Then God scattered the night with sparkling stars and formed a gloomy silver moon. The moon's job was to shine over the world at night.
The moon is my favorite light. It looks like just a little bit different every single night. Every day it disappears and then comes back again.
What a beautiful fourth day this was turning out to be. But alas, there are no animals in the world yet.
So on the fifth day, God sprinkled the seas with fish of all different sizes, shapes, and colors.
Like me.
God added sneaky sharks, dolphins, mischievous crabs, wallowing whales, and dotted the shore with pretty seashells.
God loved his creation.
I love my creation.
Then God turned to the sky above. He peered at it and smiled. God made birds that swooped and soared.
Birds dotted the sky, chirping beautiful songs as they flew all around the great big sky.
He added colorful butterflies, busy bats, and buzzing bees.
That was an amazing day. Then on day six, God made another decision.
I will create all sorts of animals to fill the dry land in this beautiful world.
So God created lions, tigers, giraffes, elephants, frogs, bunnies, puppies, kittens, cows, jaguars, ants, turtles, mosquitoes, and many, many more.
This is beautiful, and I am happy. But there's something more I want to make.
Ooh, this is a really good part. Get ready, everyone.
So God created the first human beings.
God made a man he named Adam and a woman he named Eve. God looked at Adam and Eve with great love. They were God's favorite part of the entire creation. Of course, God loved Adam and Eve just as he would love all his creation.
Then God left a very important message for Adam and Eve and for all of us human beings.
Humans, I give you all that to see. You are my representatives in this world I created. Please take care of my creation. Be good to each other, just like I am always good to you. Fill your homes with happiness.
God watched the sunset on the sixth day.
When the sun rose on the seventh day, God looked at his creation and smiled.
God was pleased with what he saw.
Today is day of rest. This is my day to celebrate everything I have made.
And this special day of rest we call Sabbath.
Wow, what a beautiful story. God created everything on this earth.
Yes, and did you hear that God asked us, his people, to take care of his creation?
We are God's people. We need to take care of the earth and all that is on it.
I think we can do it. It might take more than playing with Play-Doh, so we will each need to do our part. It is a big responsibility, but I know that God trusts we can do it.
You're right. Hurry now. Let's put away our Play-Doh and go share the story of creation with some more of our friends. It is such a good story.
Good idea. Bye, everyone.
And that is our story of creation on this Children's Sunday. We hope that you will help us do all we can to keep our earth beautiful.
Please join me in prayer. Thank you for creating the world. God, your creation is beautiful, Lord. Grant us the wisdom to take care of your earth. Help us to act now for the good of future generations and all your creatures. Amen.
And now, a moment for mission.
Today's moment for mission is our annual Super Bowl of Caring food drive. Super Bowl of Caring is a nationwide campaign to mobilize grassroots resources, including churches, schools, civic groups, and caring individuals to work together to tackle hunger.
Super Bowl of Caring began in 1990. A simple prayer, Lord, even as we enjoy the Super Bowl football game, help us be mindful of those who are without a bowl of soup to eat.
It was delivered to a small youth group at Spring Valley Presbyterian Church in Columbia, South Carolina, led by a seminary intern. This gave birth to an idea. Why not harness the energy and enthusiasm of Super Bowl weekend, a time when people come together for football, food, and fun to unite the nation for a higher good?
Individuals and groups could collect dollars in soup pots and canned foods for those in need and send every dollar and food donation directly to the local charity of their choice.
The first year, they invited 22 area churches to join the team and collected more than $5,000 with all the donations distributed to local area charities.
That was 1990. Since then, Tackle Hunger, with its signature Super Bowl of Caring event, has become a national, grassroots, youth-inspired movement where ordinary people are doing extraordinary good. Over $190 million in food has been generated while benefiting thousands of soup kitchens, food banks, meal programs, and other hunger relief charities in local communities.
Today, our youth group here at Covenant thanks you for everything you gave us as you came into worship this morning. If you'd like to give donations on your way out, feel free to place donations in the soup pot. All donations will be given to the Des Moines Area Religious Council to support their pantry network here in the metro area.
That said, we like to add an extra bit of fun to our collection with a poll for the Super Bowl winner. As donations were made, they could either be placed in the 49ers pot or the Chiefs pot. The results are in, and Covenant predicts the 49ers as the Super Bowl 58 winner.
Thank you again for your support as we work together to tackle hunger.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.